Welcome to the Middletown United Methodist Church podcast, the perfect way to catch up on previous Sunday sermons.
It's hard to believe that 2019 is over. It seems like it was only 6 months long. The older I get, the faster those years pass by, it seems. Some of us are in much different places now than we were at the beginning of 2019. I never expected to be here with you as your pastor as 2019 began. Others of you are in different places as well for a lot of different reasons. We've ended up in places that we never expected to be. Some of us are in different places because of our own decisions. Some are in different places because of the decisions of others, and some are in different places that are out of anyone's control. And by the end of this year, by the end of 2020, some of us will yet again be in unexpected places, places that we never intended to be. Some of us will have gotten there again because of circumstances that are out of our control. The decisions and actions of others will cause us to end up in those unexpected places. And even if that unexpected place is a wonderful place, it's still difficult. It's still a change. We still must grieve over what we have left. When we end up in those unexpected places, particularly when it's the result of someone else's decisions or actions, we often must have to deal with forgiveness. When we end up in an unexpected place because of someone else's actions, there can be anger and resentment in our lives. Many persons in the Bible ended up in unexpected places, and one of those was Joseph, Joseph of the Old Testament. Actually, he ended up in more than one unexpected place. And all of them were because of someone else's actions. Joseph would seem to have had a right to be angry at a lot of different people. The scripture that Leslie just read for you was at the kind of very end of Joseph's story. And you can hear in his words that instead of being angry and resentful, he was okay with what had happened. He was not holding anything against those that caused him to end up in those places. Let me remind you a little bit of Joseph's story. It all began because Joseph was his father's favorite. And everybody knew it, especially his brothers. Joseph got special treatment. Joseph received special gifts. But the straw that broke the proverbial camel's back was when Joseph interpreted a couple of dreams that he had that said that his brothers and even his father would bow down to him. With that, the brothers decided to get rid of him, and some of them just wanted to outright kill him, but Reuben interceded, and so they decided to put him in a pit, because Reuben's plan was he was going to come back a little later and take him out of the pit and rescue him. But before Reuben could get back, his brothers sold Joseph to traders that were on their way to Egypt. That's enough to make most anyone angry and resentful. Once in Egypt, an official of the Pharaoh bought Joseph from the traders, made him a servant in his household. Again, Joseph found himself in a privileged place of the official's house, but yet a place he never expected to be. But then when Joseph refused the advances of the official's wife, who falsely accused him of rape, Joseph ended up in an unexpected place, in prison. Again, enough to make anyone angry and resentful. While in prison, Joseph meets the cupbearer and the baker of the Pharaoh, who were also in prison. Joseph interprets some dreams for them, and those dreams come true. The baker is executed, the cupbearer gets his job restored, And so he asked the cupbearer to remember him to the Pharaoh so that he might get out of prison. But the cupbearer forgot Joseph. Joseph spent 2 more years in prison. Never expected to be in prison that long. Enough to make anyone angry and resentful. Well, Joseph finally ends up out of prison after interpreting a couple of dreams for the Pharaoh, and again finds himself in a place of privilege, second only to Pharaoh in Egypt. And that's where we pick up the scripture today. His brothers have come to buy grain because of famine in their land. Imagine their surprise and their fear when they see the one that they're buying grain from is their own brother that they had sold into slavery. They thought Joseph would be filled with anger and resentment. And if all of that had happened to me, I probably would have been. But instead, Joseph had forgiveness for his brothers. He didn't hold anything against them, the official's wife, the cupbearer. And when we find ourselves in unexpected places because of someone else's decisions and actions, like Joseph, we must be willing to forgive. When 1998, which seems a whole lifetime ago, but when 1998 began, I was the pastor at Epiphany United Methodist Church here in the south end of Louisville. The church was growing, things were going well, everyone was happy as much as everybody in a church can be happy. I'm sure there were some that weren't, but you know, that's life. But things were going well. We had planned to stay there for quite a while. And things were going well until Wayne Bishop called me. Wayne was the DS at that time. He called me in late February and said, "The bishop wants to know, is there anything that will keep you from moving this year?" And I said, "Well, Caleb had just been born in September. Tammy's dad had died in our parsonage in January, and we were going to move in June. Life's 3 most stressful events for a family were all going to happen within a 9-month period. But that wasn't enough to keep me from moving. I took a vow when I was ordained that I would go where sent. I didn't take a vow that I would go where sent willingly." But I went. I've often said, until they paved 71 North, there were hill marks all the way up 71 North because I was appointed to Florence. We ended up in that strange and unfamiliar land to us. Oftentimes, when we end up in those unexpected places, as I said earlier, we must deal with grief. Well, Tammy and I didn't do that very well when we moved to Florence. We had been ripped away from the only support system we knew, and that was at the church at Epiphany. And we didn't deal with our grief very well. So our beginning in Florence was painful for us. Things were going well at the church, but with us personally, we were in deep, deep pain. And the only person we had to blame was the bishop, because he's the one who sent us there. Well, after 3 years of complaining and whining, they decided to offer me a move. And like every pastor, when we think we're moving, we go down and we check out the place we're moving to. So in 2001, we loaded up the kids and moved to check out the new neighborhood that we might be moving to. And as we were driving around Crosby Middle School, because Kyle was going into the 8th grade, he looked at me and he said, "Dad, I don't want to move again." And that sealed it. I said, "Okay, we'll stay." Because the bishop at that time had given me that option. I could go or stay. And we stayed. And we ended up spending 11 years in Florence and had a wonderful ministry. Became a great place to raise our family. But man, was it painful in the beginning. And there was a lot of anger and resentment in our household for Bishop Morgan at the time. It took us a while to be able to get to that place where we could forgive. When we end up in an unexpected place because of someone else's actions, whether it's being sold into slavery by our brothers or moved by the bishop or laid off by the company or moved by the company or the ending of a relationship, when someone's decision to drink and drive injures or kills a friend or a family member, we often feel that anger and resentment. And when we end up in that unexpected place and we have those kinds of feelings like Joseph, we must be able to forgive. Our failure to forgive is more hurtful to us than the person that needs to be forgiven. One writer put it this way, "Anger is the acid that can harm the vessel in which it is stored, even more than the person on whom it is poured." Can I read that to you again? Anger is the acid that can harm the vessel in which it is stored, even more than the person on whom it is poured. If you struggle with anger, you are in more danger than anyone else. Think about a time when you've been angry with someone, and we've all been there. Think about how much of your thoughts and how much of your time is occupied with your anger and your resentment. And the more time we spend thinking about it, the more agitated we become, and the more we can't focus on anything else. Now think about a time when someone's been angry at you. And again, we've all been there. When someone is angry with you, it doesn't occupy nearly as much of your time and energy. Matter of fact, there may have been times when people were angry at us and we didn't even know they were angry with us. Again, it's been said that anger and resentment is like swallowing poison and waiting for the other person to die. When we are angry with someone, it occupies so much of our thoughts and our energy. Our days are filled with dwelling on what that person did to us. And when that happens, we've given up control of our lives. And we're allowing our anger and our resentment and that other person to control our lives. When anger and resentment are in control, we're chained to the past. Because we keep thinking about the life before. We keep looking back. We keep wishing we could go back before whatever the incident was. Tammy and I kept thinking if we could just go back to Epiphany, if we could just get back, things would be better. We keep reliving those events over and over again. And not only does anger and resentment control us by chaining us to the past, we also relinquish control of the future. As long as we're stuck looking back, we can't look forward. And when we don't look forward, we can't see the opportunities that are around us. For the first 3 years of our life in Florence, we were so focused on looking back that we couldn't see what a great church we were at and what a great community we were in and what all the opportunities that were there for our boys and for us. We are blinded to the possibilities that can make an unexpected place a great place. I realize that some have a harder time in some circumstances to see those possibilities because some of those unexpected places we end up in are really rather terrible in the beginning. But that is why it's even more important to allow the anger and resentment, to allow it not to chain us to the past or blind us to the future. Being filled with anger and resentment controls our lives in other ways. It robs us of not only the future, but it also robs us of the joy of the present. And when our lives are void of joy, no one wants to be around us. When our lives are filled with anger and resentment, all of our relationships suffer, especially those closest to us, the ones that we need the most. The poison that is destroying our lives begins to spill over onto the lives of those around us. And to avoid that poison from spilling on them, they distance themselves from us and we are left alone in our pain. So when we find ourselves in those unexpected places because of someone else's actions or decisions, we must forgive. You see, forgiveness is not so much about the other person as it is about us. Many times the other person could care less whether we forgive them or not. Forgiveness is, it's not about forgetting. It's not about letting the other person off the hook and saying what they did was okay. It's saying, I'm not going to let your actions control my life. It's about freeing ourselves from the bondage of anger and resentment so that we can live our life in the present with joy, and that we can live our life looking to the future and all that it has for us. So as we live out 2020, or maybe you're here now, but if you end up in an unexpected place during 2020 because of someone else's actions, remember, like Joseph, we need to forgive. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening. If you would like to stay connected to Middletown UMC in other ways, you can visit our website, our Facebook page, or download our church app. If you would like to show support to the church and the ministries that help so many, you can use our online giving feature on the website or app. Have a blessed day.